Zacharias Moussaoui took the witness stand today to testify on his own behalf. It's hard to call it testifying in his own defense, though, because much of what he said actually backed up the prosecution. Moussaoui has already pleaded guilty to conspiring with terrorists, and he's confessed to being a member of Al-Qaeda. These court proceedings will determine whether or not he'll get the death penalty. NPR's Laura Sullivan was in the courthouse during Moussaoui's testimony. And Laura, why did Moussaoui take the stand?
Well, Moussaoui has always said that he wanted to take the stand. He insisted on it, and his attorneys had to let him do it. He was at one point his own attorney, but now that the court removed that possibility, he said that he was going to testify, and he has a right to do that.
And what did he say?
It was pretty shocking. He stood up and he said that on the stand and said that he knew about the 9/11 plot, that not only did he know about it and that he knew that there were going to be two planes flown into the World Trade Center towers, but that he was part of that plot. He said that he was supposed to fly a fifth plane, into the White House on the very day of September 11, 2001. And this goes against everything we have ever heard about or seen so far in the 4 years that he has been at this courthouse and that his trial has been ongoing. We've heard theories about how he was at one point supposed to be part of a different plot to fly into the White House, that he was crazy and that Al-Qaeda didn't know anything about him and didn't really care about him. But today he said very specifically that he was part of the 9/11 plot and that he was supposed to fly a plane and kill Americans and fly it into the White House.
But Laura, wasn't he always described as the 20th hijacker?
He was described by a few administration officials 4 years ago. I can remember some of the background briefings when they said he was the 20th hijacker. But within 3 or 4 weeks after those briefings, they took that away. They had gotten some intelligence from Al-Qaeda. They learned some more about Moussaoui, and they stopped saying that. And in fact, no administration official ever said it on the record that he was a 20th hijacker. And he had denied it when he was his own attorney. And that ever since then, it had been sort of assumed that he was not, in fact, the 20th hijacker, that he was simply an Al-Qaeda member who, at best, for the 9/11 plot, was perhaps a backup pilot, but that they thought that there was this intelligence that came out that said that Al-Qaeda top officials thought that he was unreliable and no longer wanted to use him in the plot.
So I imagine his testimony today doesn't help him at all in his case.
This testimony is incredibly damaging to Moussaoui. In fact, it probably seals his fate. He stood up on the stand and he said that he lied on purpose so that the 9/11 plot would go through and that Americans would die. That is the very charge that the prosecutors are trying to prove to the jury. His attorneys, while this was all going on, you could see Edward McMahon, his lead attorney, just almost rolling his eyes, his head in his hand, shaking his head, and the three of his attorneys sitting at the table just looking at each other like, well, there goes this trial. So what's interesting to come still is that there will be some testimony from top secret Al-Qaeda operatives who will suggest that Moussaoui was not a big member of the plot. That's some of the intelligence that the intelligence community has gotten since September 11th. So that could contradict Moussaoui. It is possible that Moussaoui has some grandiose ideas of his own role in the 9/11 plot. That's really the only thing at this point that could pull Moussaoui back from the brink.
Laura Sullivan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Laura Sullivan at the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia, at the sentencing trial for Zacharias Moussaoui.